Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
Yeah. Hello. Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic Real Estate Investing. And this is the place where I show people how to get out of the rat race using real estate. And it all begins with a simple shift in mindset. I talk about this every single week and I'm going to keep talking about it until you actually get it. It's a shift in mindset, a shift in focus. Just simply stop. It's very simple. Stop focusing on creating piles of cash. Stop focusing on the money. Stop focusing on making a bunch of money. And start focusing, I want you to refocus on creating streams of income, multiple streams of income if you can. And that's just what we like to call here in the real estate world, cash flow. You're all, I know so many of you are Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad fans, and that's the difference between the rich and the poor. The poor focus on making money. The rich focus on creating streams of income. They focus on passive income. They focus on cash flow. And, you know, I created my financial freedom in less than 4 years. I haven't been at this for a very long time. In fact, I went through the first 20 adult years of my life totally, you know, focused on the old traditional ways of going to school and getting a good job. And you know, I've always kind of had this entrepreneurial spirit. But even when I was an entrepreneur, I was really focused on making money. I mean, I'm still an entrepreneur, but when I had my previous businesses, I was very much in that S quadrant, the self-employed quadrant. And although I was my own boss, I was still exchanging time for dollars. That's a prison. It's a life sentence there if you don't shift your focus, okay? And I was fortunate enough to cross paths with someone that showed me the difference, and they showed me how to do it. And that's all anybody really needs. They just need to be shown how. So that's a great deal of the reason why I'm here is to show you how. And I created a free course for you to show you exactly how I got started and exactly how I would get started if I had to do it all over again today. And you can access that free course at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's yours for free. It's whole and complete. There are no strings attached. From A to Z, there you go, to get you started to making some money right away. Okay, so there you go. Now, I've got to begin, I've always got to begin this way, by acknowledging those that are taking action and getting paid for their actions. So big ups to both Curtis Moore and Adam Stoker, of which are out there totally crushing it. They are finding deals and they're putting them under contract. And they both found buyers for their respective deals this week by borrowing my private all-cash buyers list. So congrats to you two. Keep it up. Oh, and Brad Weber, again, successfully wholesaled two properties this week to that same list. And, you know, I'm not going to put Brad's total business out there, but let's just say, you know, he's got five figures in his pocket this week from selling properties to that list. So if you'd like to add my private all-cash buyers list to your toolbox of exit strategies, and please know, my list is available only to you, only to my podcast listeners. I don't share this with the entire internet. I've completely blocked access to the search engines from even accessing the website. So you can't even find the website in the search engines, and that's intentional. I mean, this is by invitation only, just for you. So if you'd like to add my private all-cash buyers list to your toolbox of exit strategies, simple. Just go to epicwholesalers.com and you'll get all the details on how to do that there. Epicwholesalers.com. All right. Now, let's see. Okay, before I get started, I got a great show for you today, so hang tight. But I've got one more announcement. You know, there's something new that I'm going to try, and this is going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. I'll accommodate as many of you as I possibly can, and I'm making available to you, all that want to participate, available to everybody. This is my new segment called Beer with Matt. Beer with Matt. It's got a ring to it, right? It's exactly what it sounds like. You see, as the popularity of this podcast continues to grow, and it grows and grows and grows, and oh, by the way, I mean, we just hit a single-day download record last week. So thank you so much for your support. I do this podcast only for you. And so, you know, it feels real good over here knowing that you're soaking up this information and you're putting it to use. So as the popularity of this podcast is growing, I'm getting more and more requests to take me out to lunch, to take me out to dinner so you can pick my brain. Now, you know, it was a while back, several episodes back, I mentioned I was easily bribed with beer and hot wings. Little did I know, so many of you would actually take me up on that offer. No regrets, though. I mean, I've enjoyed every drink, of course, and I've enjoyed every bite, but I didn't realize how much I'd enjoy meeting and getting to know you. I mean, I've gotten to know you, and I've got to know your significant other. It's been awesome. It's been a pleasure. Nothing but. And I've had some amazing conversations. I mean, so amazing that I wish I had been recording them. So to be sure not to miss any opportunity like that again, if you happen to be in Los Angeles and you want to take me out for beer and wings, here's how it's going to go down. You'll come to my new studio where you can bring the beer here and the wings, and we'll order out if you can't find them. There's a couple good places really close by. We'll go ahead and order, but bring the beer. We'll hop into the studio. We'll put on the headphones, and then we'll mosey up to the microphone, and then we'll record our conversation while we throw back a few. How does that sound? Seems like a good idea as of right now. I mean, we'll see how it goes. So if you want to sign up, send me an email to matt@epicrealestate.com. Just send me an email to Matt, M-A-T-T, at epicrealestate.com, and just put beer with Matt in the subject line, and then we'll see if we can coordinate our schedules. And I've only got one condition. You need to bring a list of questions, okay? Because we can't have a lot of dead time on the air. So you need to bring a list of questions. You can ask me anything you want, but just come prepared, okay? I'd say the limit is 10 questions. Let's put the limit at 10. There's the rule. 10 questions, max. Bring 10 questions and ask me specifically about your real estate business. Be selfish about it. Ask about your business and your specific situation. And, if you don't drink, no worries. I drink even more Starbucks than I do beer. So we can do coffee with Matt if you'd like, if you don't want to do beer. Cool? All right. Well, we'll see. Send me an email to matt@epicrealestate.com with beer with Matt in the headlines, and we'll give it a go. All righty? Okay, so last episode was a little different. We don't discuss the internet much here. And, you know, our guest, Jeff Koga, has had tons of success on the internet. And he shared with us loads of sophisticated internet strategy with you. And, I mean, that was like cutting edge stuff. That's what Jeff is doing right now in today's market. And I guarantee you're not going to see that in any online course. Jeff is a total whiz with this stuff. And if you missed it, you can go back and listen to episode 61 with Jeff Koga. But I warn you, your head just might explode. I think mine almost did just listening to him. So what I'd like to do on this episode is regress a little bit and discuss the most basic of internet lead generation for your real estate business. And then next episode, I'm looking for a guest. I haven't found the person yet. I got a couple people in mind, but I'm going to bring a guest on that can kind of bridge the gap between the basics that we're going to discuss today and then the wild and crazy awesome stuff that Jeff talked about last episode. Sound like a deal? Cool. All right. Now, before we get into some tools and tactics, I just want to make sure that I put the internet into perspective. The internet is indeed the future. If it's not the present, right? It's been the present. It's been here for a while. I mean, it's where all the eyeballs are these days. And according to the National Association of Realtors, more than 90% of all real estate searches begin online. 90%. Wow. That's basically all of them, right? I mean, all of them. So if you don't have an internet presence for your real estate investing business, you could be invisible to 90% of the buyers and the sellers out there. You know, and you don't want to be invisible to 90% of the buyers and sellers, especially if you're going to treat this like a business. And now, having said that, though, this is still and always will be a people business. You've heard me say that before. Every piece of real estate you ever buy or sell is going to be from or to another person. That's not going to change. So the face-to-face interaction is 100% the way to go. That's not going to change. So don't take the internet tips as a replacement or substitute for dealing with people, okay? I mean, you're going to go broke if you do. That I promise. The internet, it's more like this. You know, imagine you're going to war. Let's use Operation Desert Storm as an example, as it's a close and personal reference for myself. Remember, when Desert Storm started, we watched nightly the massive air raid campaigns that flew over over Kuwait. The U.S. was just bombing and bombing night after night after night. You know, the Air Force just pounded Kuwait with bombs. And after months of that, then, and only then, did we send in the ground forces to close the deal, so to speak. And I want you to look at any internet strategies that you might employ, whether it's what Jeff was talking about last episode, what we're going to, the simple stuff that we're going to talk about today, the simple and easy stuff we can do today, or even the more complex stuff that I'm going to share with you a little bit later in an upcoming episode. You know, I want you to look at those internet strategies as the airstrike. Okay. It's there to soften up the enemy. Not that the people you do business with are your enemies. That might not have been 100% spot on analogy, but you get the picture. Your internet strategies are there to soften up, say, let's say the transaction. It's to soften up the transaction so that your ground troops, that would be you, you can go in and more easily close the sale. It's not such a tough sale. Make sense? So in a nutshell, the internet is a supplement to your marketing efforts. It's a replacement it's not a replacement. It's not a replacement for all of your efforts. Okay. And I know there's stuff out there for sale that says, hey, you never talk to another person, never leave the couch, just click the button and you can wholesale properties. You know what? I don't know anybody that's doing it. And I know a whole lot of real estate investors and they all generate their leads and conduct their business the best way that there is, and that's face-to-face, people-to-people, okay? So this is a supplement to your marketing efforts. It's support. That's it. I mean, this business is still up to you dealing face-to-face or voice-to-voice over the phone with people, okay? So there, I said my piece. I'm here to help you close more deals. That's why I'm here. I want you to become a more successful real estate investor. But I'd be remiss if I didn't consistently set your expectations appropriately. I got to keep going back and letting you know how this business really works. All right? How this really works. The internet, it's not a silver bullet. I promise you. Okay? So let's get into it. If you want to use the internet to generate real estate leads, you need a way to capture the leads information. You want to build a list. I mean, this is where your future business is going to come from. Your business is going to be this list. And you'll be able to build a list just like the one that I have, the one that Brad and Nick and Adam and Curtis and Kurt and the other Brad that they're all using to close their deals right now, just in the last few weeks. And as much as I enjoy doing business with them, I don't want them to be dependent on my list. I want them to build their own. I mean, they can use my list as much as they want, and so can you. But I don't want them to have, and I don't want you to have, any single point of failure in their business, in your business. I want you to build your own list also. You know, if for some reason I decided tomorrow that I want to retire, or podcasts no longer existed, or the internet somehow disappeared, or I just felt like I didn't want to talk to anybody anymore, I'm just going to go do my business on my own. If anything happened to me tomorrow, God forbid, even I got hit by a truck or something even, you know, anyone dependent on my list would be flat out of luck, right? So I want them, and I want you to build your own list while you use mine. You can use mine to make some money right now, but I want you to build your list so you can make money into the future with or without me. Make sense? Okay, good. So there are two types of leads that you're going to want to generate. You want to attract motivated sellers. We talk about them all the time. People that need to sell. And you want to attract all cash buyers. People that buy a lot of property and they can close fast. You're all cash buyers. So to do that, you'll have to send two different messages into your marketplace, of which means you should have probably two different internet locations to send them, or destinations rather. You want all of your marketing materials to, and all of your marketing efforts and strategies and techniques to point to these locations. And we're going to call these internet destinations, you've probably heard of them, called landing pages. You might have heard of them referred to as squeeze pages or lead capture pages, all of which are correct. They're all just different names for the same thing. Now, with these squeeze pages, you can get as simple or as complex as you want. I mean, there really are no limits to the lead generating machine that you can build online. And we're going to get into that. But I want to start at square one. So if you don't have one, you're going to need a squeeze page. Okay? Actually, I think you're going to need two, because you're going to want to build two different types of lists. You want to, and each squeeze page is going to be responsible for one list. You're going to need to send your motivated sellers to one, and you'll need to send one to, or send your all cash buyers to a different one. You're going to be building two lists. So you'll need two separate squeeze pages that have different messages. One for motivated sellers, one for all cash buyers. Now, if this is already sounding daunting or overwhelming, like, I don't know what messages to do, I don't know what a squeeze page is still, I don't know how to get on the internet, anything like that going through your head, I understand. I've been there. And I wasn't too long ago either. So as you heard me briefly mention a few episodes back, I created a very easy and affordable solution for you. In fact, it's the easiest, it's the most affordable, it's the quickest access to the internet, and it's just as effective as any solution available. I did my research. I made sure of that. I made sure that I could say that with confidence on the air. Everything's included. I did it all for you so you don't have to, so you can focus on your real estate. I've included everything that you need to get up and running fast. Professionally designed squeeze pages. They're already designed. I created the ability to connect to your opt-in forms, of which we give you more information on that. You get your free domain name. You get web hosting. And you get your visitor tracking. All in just three simple steps. That's how simple it is. If you can count to three, you can do this. We provided multiple buyer pages, multiple seller pages for you to choose from. So you can select from these different designs. And you can be up and running in minutes. This is truly a turnkey system, making it as easy as possible to have your own professionally designed squeeze pages. All right? And this was created by real estate investors, not internet marketing gurus. In fact, they were created by yours truly. These epic real estate squeeze pages and the entire system that drives them was developed by myself and other real estate investors. In fact, they are the very pages that I use to build my own two lists, including the buyer's list that bought the properties from Brad, Adam, and Curtis this week. So I know what works and I know what doesn't work when it comes to capturing leads online, real leads online. And I built this system for maximum conversions. And I put a person in place, actually, a real person to handle the support to help you. So if you get stuck, a real person will be in touch to help you through the process. And he's an absolute night owl. He works, I think, 23 hours a day. So he's readily available. And if it gets to be too much for this person, I'm going to hire another person. And here's why. I don't want you to be distracted from your real estate investing efforts. I mean, a squeeze page is a tool that's supposed to work for you. It's not for you to work on it. Make sense? So I put someone in place to help you through the process, if you need it. I mean, the system is so simple, I doubt you'll need any help, but if you do, help is there. And you can get all the details. If this sounds like something you want to do, you can go to epicrealestatewebsites.com. Epicrealestatewebsites.com. Okay? And if you already have a squeeze page set up, awesome, you're all set. I just had to get everybody caught up. I mean, you probably already know what you're doing and you don't need this. However, if you have yet to add the internet to your marketing efforts, that's who this message is for. This is the easiest, fastest, and most affordable place to start. And I can say that, like I said, with confidence. I did the research. I know what's out there. And it's all just, it's either too expensive or it's too confusing. So I made this affordable, easy, and quick to set up. So if this sounds like something for you, go to epicrealestatewebsites.com. Okay, now that we got all of that out of the way, now that everybody's on the same level playing field, right? Everybody has a squeeze page. I'm going to go over some of the most effective strategies that I use to attract motivated sellers and build my all cash buyers list, okay? So after you have your squeeze page, the next thing you'll need is a catchy headline or two, or three, or four, or five. You know, and you're going to want to post these everywhere that you possibly can that will attract either a motivated seller or all cash buyers. And what I've found is that different headlines work differently in different markets at different times and different venues and on different mediums. So get used to hearing this. You'll need to constantly be testing your headlines. You know, to this day, the most sophisticated and experienced and in the oldest advertising agencies in the world are always testing. Okay, so you'll need to be always testing yourself. So get used to hearing that. But for example, I'll give you a few that so you have an idea of where to start. Here's some headlines that would attract motivated sellers. And you've probably seen most of these anyway. It's probably not going to be groundbreaking news for you. But for example, to attract motivated sellers, the headline might say, "We buy ugly houses." You've seen those all over the place. In fact, I think there's a whole franchise called Ugly Houses, right? The other one is, "Get all cash for your house, any house, any condition." Or, "All cash paid for your house, any house, any condition." That's another headline. Or something like, you've seen this before, sure, "Stop foreclosure today. Short sale, no problem." Anything like that. Okay, that's going to get motivated sellers to call. That's going to pique their interest. And here's some headlines you may see that you might see these around and you might want to use these that will attract all cash buyers. Okay, "Buy wholesale properties 20 to 40% below market." That's an example. "Get discount properties 50 to 60% on the dollar." That's another headline. Or, "Investor quits, unloading inventory at a discount, call now." Those are all headlines, okay? And you can see that's why you need two different pages, two different squeeze pages, because it's going to send you, you're constantly communicating two different messages depending on who you're looking for. Now, once you have the headlines that you want to roll with, or the taglines that you want to roll with, you know, where are you going to put them, right? So I'm going to share with you the five most effective places that I posted my headlines, and most of them were really cheap if they weren't free altogether. And I leveraged places where I was spending money already. For example, your business card. If you have a business card, you should have your headline, depending on whether you're looking for motivated sellers or all cash buyers. I always had two sets of business cards, one for sellers, one for buyers, depending on who I was looking for at that time. I'd put my headline on my business card, and then I'd put my domain name underneath the tagline, so I could pull people from offline to my online squeeze pages. Okay, so your business card. Make sure that your headline and your domain name is on your business card. Number two, place your tagline and your domain name on all of your property flyers. Now, these are the flyers that you hand out at your RIA meetings. What? What's a RIA meeting? I hope that wasn't you that just said that. A RIA meeting is your Real Estate Investor Association meetings. You need to attend these. And if you've never been to one, go ahead and hit Google, type in Real Estate Investor Association meeting, and then follow up with your city and find the closest one to you and put it on your calendar. And I want you to start attending consistently. And at these meetings, you are going to have the opportunity to interact and mingle with other investors, people that are buying and selling property. And you're going to see a lot of flyers, property flyers being handed out. And these property flyers have a picture of the property typically and some information. And when you are doing this yourself, I want you to have your tagline and your domain name on your property flyer. Make it big and prominent. Okay? You want to be building your list. Well, what if you don't have a property to advertise? Perfect. The next Real Estate Investor Association meeting that you attend, what I want you to do is look for other people that do have flyers and borrow theirs. And here's what I mean. Ask them if you should find a buyer for their property. Will they help you out and pay you a commission or pay you a referral fee? Okay? Happens all the time. It's how I got started. If you don't have a property, try selling somebody else's. You might make 200, 400, I don't know, $1,000, depending on your market, depending on the relationship that you create, depending on the deal that you negotiate. But there's no excuse if you don't have a property. You got to have this information on a property flyer. And I think this is one of the more credible places to put it, because it shows that you're representing a property, so you're in the game. And then it shows that you do have you have access to more properties. I mean, just for example, if you had a picture of a property that was for sale, a 3-bed, 2-bath, whatever it may be, a nice pretty picture, all the details, and you had the price on there. And then at the bottom, you said, "Get access to all of my properties at suchandsuch.com," or "Get access to all of my discount properties, 50 to 60% on the dollar at suchandsuch.com." That should be on all your property flyers. Okay? That's number two. Number three, I want you to put your headline and your domain name on in your email signature underneath your email. And you can actually put a live link there. And if you said, you know, I pay cash for houses, any house, any condition, and then you had your domain name there, you know, it's not going to be, I wouldn't bank your business on this, but you got to have your message everywhere. You got to be everywhere. You never know where it's going to come from, okay? So that's number three. Make sure it's in your email signature. Number four, I want you to put your headline and your domain name in your classified ads. both your online ads and your offline ads. I want you to, at every possibility, every chance you can get, either you're dropping a phone number and or a domain name. You're driving people online. You're giving them the opportunity to give you your information. You're giving them the opportunity to be a part of your list. And inside the free course, I show you how to set up those classified ads. Okay, so that's both online and offline. Don't forget your offline efforts to create your online leads. Number five, I want you to post your headline and domain name regularly. You put it in your Facebook status updates. You put it in your tweets. Whatever social network that you're involved with, you want to use it there. Now you don't want to. Now this is kind of tricky here in social networking because a lot of it is for just friends and talking smack, whatever you want to say, sharing your latest quote or sharing your pictures of your family vacation, whatever that may be. So you want to use it sparingly. You don't want to isolate your friends and your follows and your connections. But that's another place to use it. Okay, say, I mean, for example, your status update said, I just paid half price for this property over here. You can get one too on this list. Or yeah, you can get access to more properties like this. Click this, blah, 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 .com. Anything like that. I'm just thinking off the top of my head right now. But hopefully you're getting the picture. Okay. So those are all the methods that I've used to generate real estate leads to my own landing pages. And, you know, before we conclude today's show, I called the guys that got me started with my online businesses where I learned so many tricks of the trade. And all I did was simply enroll in their academy and I followed the steps. And here I am today with two very successful online businesses in addition to my real estate business. So it's needless to say that they do know what they're doing. And coincidentally, they both have real estate investing background. So I thought that was nice to have them on. I decided to just ask them to join us to share with you five additional tips to drive motivated seller and cash buyer traffic to your landing pages. And of course, I'm speaking of none other than internet marketing experts over at Internet Business Mastery, Jason and Jeremy. But I understand Jeremy wasn't able to make it, so he might chime in a little bit halfway through the show. Maybe not, but hopefully he does. But we've got Jason here. So Jason, welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast.
Hey there, Matt. Pleasure to be here.
Cool. I'm super excited you guys are here, or you're here. Hopefully, Jeremy will be able to tune in as we make our way through this. You know, I was really never sure if it was going to make much sense for you to come on this show, but we do happen to be in the middle of a 3-episode series of generating real estate leads online. So if there was ever going to be an occasion, I think this is it.
That was it. Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad it worked out.
Yep, definitely. How are things going over at the Internet Business Mastery Podcast?
Oh, exciting as usual. We're just, getting the word out there, creating new entrepreneurs and encouraging people to live a life of their own choosing to bring more freedom and fulfillment into their life. So it's always a lot of fun.
Awesome. I hear congratulations are in order. You guys just passed 300 episodes. Or is it 200?
Yeah, a lot of benchmarks that we just hit, milestones. We've got, 200 episodes that we just hit.
200.
Plus we are in the fifth year of our academy training, just hit the fifth anniversary for that. Mm-hmm. And we are coming up, what's the date? Oh man, you know what? The date actually passed. So we're recording this on August 19th. I quit my job August 15th. Of 2003. So that was a big milestone that we just passed. So that'd be 10 years since I quit my job. And we're coming up in September on the 8th year anniversary of Internet Business Mastery. So a lot of right around this time here, August, September, we just happen to be hitting all these milestones at once. And so it's just really cool to think back. It's like at everything that, and I had no idea back when I first read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where this path was going to take me. So it's pretty amazing to think back over the last, 10 plus years.
Right. Gosh, all the planets are aligning this month, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome. You know, before we get started, if you could just kind of share a little bit about what you were doing just before you embarked on the world of internet marketing and how you and Jared and me had met.
Yeah, so, I just mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was a big turning point for me after a good, year of realizing I was not happy in the life that I had. I was hitting that snooze button 3-4 times every morning, having Sunday dread every, at the end of every weekend going, oh, I got to go back to work, not feeling like my time was my own. It was Rich Dad, Poor Dad that opened my eyes to this, hey, you know what? There's other possibilities. You deserve and can design a lifestyle that you want, and there are ways to bring that back about. out by learning more about your, you know, financial IQ, as he calls it, and also, you know, being a business owner, being an investor, that's the place that you need to be. So I knew I needed to get out of the employee quadrant, as he calls it. And I've gone more the business owner route, though. As you said, for a while I was in real estate investing for various reasons, just because of what fulfills me. I've kind of gone down some, you know, a little bit of a different route. But that is where Jeremy and I met. We were in a real estate investors club together, kind of an association there in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I just happened to be the president at the time of that club and was up and speaking about how I was starting to get into making courses about marketing for investors, real estate investors. And, you know, a little light bulb went off in his head, like, yeah, I've been wanting to find out a little bit more about this creating courses, information marketing, online marketing world. And we connected, and ever since we've kind of kept in touch, and now we're business partners of 8 years. So awesome. Yeah, that came together really, really nicely.
Awesome. Cool. All right. So today I made the official announcement, as I was sharing with you offline, of my new service, Epic Real Estate Websites. And in celebration of that new service, I'd asked you to kindly put together five traffic driving tips on how to get motivated sellers and all cash buyers to landing pages. So thank you for doing that, by the way. I appreciate it. And
absolutely.
Cool. So let's get started. I can't wait to hear your words of wisdom. I'm going to be taking notes while you go over this. Should we cover them in any specific order, or, you know, I'll just let you do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of put this together in a bit of a process, and it actually doesn't start out specifically with traffic, but it's very, very important to have the right foundation when you are trying to attract traffic and particularly, you know, build a list. And I'm glad to hear that you're talking about this importance of building the list, having a landing page that you drive people to, because it really is the key for any business. Like, the equity in your business, a big piece of the equity you have is that relationship with the list of people that you can readily contact at any time and generate income from those leads, right? Mm-hmm. So the number one thing you got to think about, and I see people make this mistake over and over and over again, is being very, very specific about the audience that you're trying to reach out to and build that list of. So who is it you're trying to attract to that landing page? And, you know, it goes even further. People might be going, oh, okay, well, I'm a real estate investor, so it's buyers and sellers. It's like, okay, well, that's a good start. But I would encourage people to even niche down a couple more levels than that in what they're trying to do with a particular landing page. You know, if somebody hits a landing page and it's just like, hey, you looking to buy a house? Well, you know, that could be all kinds of different buyers. But, you know, it's very specific mindset. Say somebody's out there looking to buy a short sale and get it at a good deal, or maybe an investor who's looking to buy and flip and flip a property. So getting a little more specific about what kind of buyer or what kind of seller, you know, maybe going, hey, I want to specifically find sellers who have those trashed houses and they've been in it for years and years and years and they're upside down. And so they're, you know, they just need to liquidate this thing and try to get out from under it, you know? So, because then what you want to do is you want to have such a connection when somebody hits that landing page of what I call the conversation already going on in their mind. Mm-hmm. And so that means things like, what is the pain that they're feeling? So let's just use the example of somebody who is headed for foreclosure. They're in 2 or 3 months of default. What are they facing? Well, they're stressed out of their mind about potentially having foreclosure on their credit. They're wondering about, you know, maybe feeling shameful of, oh, what if my neighbors find out all this time I've been behind? And, you know, when I leave the neighborhood, they're going to, well, wow, I always thought they were such, you know, responsible people. What, you know, so all these pains are coming to their mind, and you got to speak directly to those. And then think about, well, what is the result that they want? Well, the result that they want is not to lose their shirts financially, not to end up with a bankruptcy, not to end up with that big F right there on their credit saying you've foreclosed and now for the next 7 to 10 years, nobody's going to trust you.
Right.
And, you know, if you can say, hey, you know, I know what you're feeling, I know what you're going through, and I've got these solutions, ways that I can, you know, help you sell your house and negotiate with the bank such that we can solve that pain and get you the result that you want, and you're speaking to that, like, there's such a connection. Somebody who's going to be like, yes, absolutely, here's my email, help me, by all means, answer my questions I have, and kind of start walking me down this path. And so being that specific with the audience versus just a general, like, hey, do you have a house to sell? Well, I can buy them with cash. Like, okay, that's part of a compelling message, but if you can niche down another one or two levels, that landing page and your advertising or your traffic generation, whether you're paying for traffic or, you know, doing content marketing, which I'll talk a bit about, is going to be so much more powerful when you get very specific about that particular market, that audience that you're trying to attract. So that would be tip number one that I would give. What's the pain that they're feeling and what's the result that they want? And let's go a couple niches down further than just buyer or seller.
Got it. Okay. So yeah, just being really specific, and I would almost, I'm almost hearing a congruency in your marketing. So if you find them from their advertising, you want to have the same message on the landing
Absolutely.
Page, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. Totally.
So don't want to be
confusing.
Talking
about helping someone with foreclosure and short sale, make sure the landing page talks about those same things. That's what they're expecting. And that conversation is congruent. That's a great point.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, cool.
All right. So tip number two is, you know, the best way to attract people online and get their attention is to create such immense value for them that they can't help but, you know, end up finding you and magnetically come towards you and go, oh my gosh, like I got to have what it is that you're offering. And this goes back, you know, to understanding that pain and the result that they want, but being then very specific, well, what is the solution that you offer them? So using this short sale example, well, the solution you offer them is let's keep the foreclosure off your record. We might even be able to avoid you going into bankruptcy. We can get your house, you know, negotiate with the bank and get your house sold without you having to, you know, have a go to auction and things like that. So like putting that, and can you imagine if you put that solution out there, I mean, assuming you know how to actually make good on that, that, you know, the huge weight of that might start going like, wow, okay, maybe there's some hope here. And so, you know, creating, that's a huge amount of value. Well, obviously immediately that starts bringing up questions in their minds. Like somebody's going to go, well, this might be too good to be true. So your landing page, your advertising, and any initial content or teasers that you get people in order to build that relationship of trust with them, it needs to, here's what you need to do. You need to answer the question of what do they need to believe and be aware of in order to buy in to the solution that you're offering. So if you're offering this, you know, pie in the sky solution of, hey, I can pay cash for your dilapidated house, or I can keep that foreclosure off of your credit record, like immediately, what are those questions that are going to come to mind? Okay, well, how does this work? Like, you know, am I going to get, you know, okay, so are you going to negotiate to the banks on my behalf? Who are we selling to? And you just need to start like outlining that process. And the great thing is you can use that as a teaser going, look, you know, give them little bits of that. Like I would recommend on a landing page, having, you know, a bit of a messaging or maybe even a video or something kind of giving, you know, connecting and empathizing with the pain that they're feeling, then going, hey, give me your email. I'm going to immediately send you this free ebook or this free report or this free checklist that's going to walk you through exactly how this process works. And you might even actually specifically tell them, like, here's what you do. In fact, you know what? You could go do this yourself if you want, but, you know, guaranteed most people are going to be like, no, I have no idea. I'm stressed out of mind. Here, you help me with it. But by just having freely offered that value, that's when people, you start that relationship of trust where people start going from being afraid of everyone. Everyone's out to get me now that I'm, you know, in distress with my house, to like, well, maybe there's actually somebody here who understands what I'm going through and has, you know, my best interests in mind as well. And so you got to create that value and make that clear right up front in your advertising by saying things like, hey, I've got this free report that's going to show you how to keep the foreclosure off your record, or I've got this free report that's going to show you how to sell your 50-year-old dilapidated house, or I've got this free report, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what you attract them with. That's how you earn the trust right away, and that's how you get their email on the landing pages, by offering that value. So that's tip number two, create the value.
Cool.
All right, tip number three, which, you know, I'm sure you've already hit at home, is not to, you know, go for the sell too early. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting people, like, let's say you do something like a classified ad or a Facebook ad or a Google AdWords ad. You know, it's not right then, you're not going to be like, hey, you know, contact me and, you know, this, give me permission to talk to the bank and we'll get, you know, like those steps need to happen after some trust is being earned. So, you know, things like, hey, give me a release to talk to the bank on your behalf, or, you know, even do a quick titling the house over to me so I can do some things with it. Like, you know, that you can't go for those calls to action too early on. Right. At first, it needs to be about earning their trust and just getting that email. If you can get that email, well, then you can kind of take them down the garden path of those other steps of, hey, now I need you to sign this or sign that, or I need you to, you know, give me access to your credit report. I mean, these are scary things for someone, right? So mm-hmm. going for that sale too early is going to break that trust. There's a really good analogy that I've heard marketers use. And it's, if you think of, you know, as the buyer or seller, this person that you're trying to reach as being, you know, a scared little mouse. They're not quite sure like where to go to buy the right house for them, or they're not quite sure about how to sell their house. You can either, and every step you take along the way, everything from the copy in your ad to what it says on your landing page to that first email that you send them and to the first phone call with them, you're either showing your whiskers, meaning you're the cat and that's going to scare them away more, or you're showing them cheese, which is going to bring them towards you and go, yes, that's okay. Yeah, I'm getting a little closer to the cheese. Now I'm taking a little nibble and okay, yeah, I want more of that. And so always be thinking about, okay, at each step of this traffic driving process, at each thing that somebody has to do, clicking on the ad, landing on the page, filling in their email, hitting send, responding to that first email, calling me, are you giving them enough cheese to lead them forward from step to step to step?
Right.
And you do that by speaking in an empathetic way that shows you understand what it is that they're trying to do, that you understand that pain and that helping them understand and be aware of that solution and believe the right things in order to buy into your solution. And every point, it's an exchange for their time, an exchange for their email, an exchange for their trust, an exchange for all the other possibilities of what they could go out there and do to solve their situation. You know, to them, it might seem easier just to go hire a lawyer and declare bankruptcy and say whatever and call it good. And right. You've got to make it so that you are the most trustworthy cheese-like solution in front of them so that they come towards you. So that's tip number three. Don't sell too early. Show them the cheese and just capture the email first, and then you can start building that trust as you go. And that's what the landing page is all about, is getting that email.
Awesome. Awesome. So really just the online presence in the landing page is essentially just an extension of your own people skills.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Which any real estate investor needs to have, because at some point you're talking to people on the phone, or you're deal making, or you're, you know, exchanging, in, you know, going to the bank or knocking on doors, right? Like you've got to. So, yeah, it's just exactly. It's an extension of those same people and networking skills that you're already using as an investor.
Perfect. Love it.
All right. The fourth tip is to create consistent and valuable content for your audience. So this goes a little bit beyond the landing page and what do they get from you after they land on the landing page. And we've talked, you know, kind of mentioned how you have to build up this relationship of trust. It's not that like right away they're going to be like, oh, okay, here you go. Where do I got to sign? What do I got to do? Just save me. Yeah, I mean, there might be occasionally the person that's that desperate that they're that easy, but most people are still, you know, they don't know you and they're you're getting into very sensitive parts of their life. And so by creating, you know, when somebody gives you that email, by first, you know, sending them maybe a few videos or sending them that that ebook or that free report, that PDF report, by maybe or whether maybe it's some blog posts or just text content right in the emails, whatever works best for you. What you want to do is ask yourself, okay, well, what are the questions that these people in this situation are always going to ask? And so if we go with that short sale situation, you know, somebody who's in distress, headed for foreclosure, behind three or four, you know, they have tons of questions about their different options in bankruptcy and why should I consider maybe negotiating with the bank and what does that mean to negotiate with the bank and what information are you going to need and how is this going to keep me from going to auction? Am I going to get any of my equity out of the house or is that gone? You know, and so just like answering those questions one at a time through simple, you know, one email answers one question or one blog post answers one question or one video. And see, video is great if you take the time and have the ability to do it, because they're getting to see your face and connect with you, maybe even before you're on the phone with them or before. And so that's doing two things: earning trust before you're having to spend time on the phone with them. And it's also weeding out people who are not the ideal prospects for you and saving you a heck of a lot of time as an investor as well. Mm-hmm. So just sit down and say, what are the 5 to 10 questions that someone always asks me in this situation? Right. And then what are the handful of questions that they should ask, but they don't know that they should ask them because they just don't know what they don't know about it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just start creating a piece of content for every one of those questions. And that's how you create that free report or ebook that they get when they sign up on your landing page. Or that's how that's how you build out, say, an email sequence that automatically goes out to them when they sign up for your on your lead generating page. And that's how that trust and relationship gets built up as well, as through that kind of content. So be that friend that trusts. Think of yourself as a trusted advisor, answer questions, create value, and do it through this regular, consistent content that even if it takes, you know, a couple weeks of sending this content out to them and then they're finally picking up the phone and calling you, you know, that's okay. That's the process that needs to happen in order to earn somebody's trust.
Got it. Super, super. Number five.
All right. Number five. And this just comes to down to, you know, to get traffic quickly, you can do paid traffic. And the nice thing with real estate investors is you stand to make a good amount of money. And so you can afford to put money up front into getting the lead. And you have to, here's the very first thing is you have to know what every lead is worth to you. So for every person that fills out that box on that landing page, or let's even back up more, for every person that lands on the landing page, you know, a certain, for every, let's say 1,000 people that you get to your landing page, some percentage of them are going to sign up for the email list. And some percentage of those people are actually going to open the emails and proceed through the sequence. And then some percentage of those are actually going to get to the point of, let's say, calling you or responding to the emails and asking or maybe giving you their phone number and their name and other information to follow up with them. Mm-hmm. And then some percentage all the way until you get down to, say, that one lead that does convert into a deal. And so you need to know, okay, well, for every 1,000 people I get to my page, X number of those people end up in me closing a deal. And on average, every deal I close is worth X dollars. And that can, you know, that can range widely. And, you know, sometimes it can take 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days to close a deal, depending on what kind of stuff you're working with. But you need to know your numbers well enough so that you're not dumping, you're not going into the red by buying a bunch of traffic and not recouping that money quick and quickly enough that it's causing cash flow problems for your business. Mm-hmm. So to the best of your ability, know those numbers. Because if the person who knows those numbers the best, then if you know that, hey, for every 1,000 leads I generate, I potentially make $5,000 in, you know, deals that get closed. Well, right there, you know, it's like, well, you can spend up to $5, you know, for every one of those leads. Now, of course, you have to work in how much profit you want to get and stuff like that. But that, right, that tells you, like, what you figure out what that break even number is. And then you can go do things like Facebook ads. You can go do things like buy banner ads on maybe real estate agent sites or on title sites or on, you know, whatever other sites where these people might maybe even, you know, working out deals with bankruptcy lawyers. I mean, they might go, oh, well, you're possibly stealing leads for, well, come out with some kind of deal that makes it worth their while. I mean, and, you know, I'm by no means a lawyer, or I don't know the specifics of where everybody lives and where you got to make sure you're sticking to whatever, you know, professional, you know, ethical things that real estate agents and lawyers and all these people have to stick to and, mm-hmm. and, you know, make sure everything's on the up and up there. But, you know, if you know how much money you can give up in terms of buying those ads, in terms of, you know, bird dog feeds to people who are going out and finding these leads, or in terms of people who are referring to you, then you can start coming up with the deals and paying for ads and things and still always, always, always stay in the black within 30 or 60 or 90 days, whatever you choose for your business. So that's the fifth tip, is you got to know your numbers. And the reason why I like focus on each of these things is because really this is the key. After that, like, I mean, yeah, there's some things to learn about. I mean, I can go ahead and list off five ways now to get leads. We'll go to Facebook ads. That's a great way. You can come down to very specific, you know, locality in a very specific city, and even people who are married or not married or male or female or certain ages. And if you know those things really well, great. And, you know, Google AdWords, you can buy ads that show up on certain sites as banner ads or that show up next to search. And you go and bid on terms like, you know, I live in Portland, Oregon. So let's say I'm looking for properties in Gresham, Oregon, which is one of the suburbs. You know, I can go and bid on keywords like, you know, Gresham, buy home, Gresham, Oregon type thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's when you know, have all these other ducks in a row, this funnel and landing page and your audience and the value you're creating for them and build and a system for building trust and knowing your numbers. I mean, that's when doing those other things is easy, because everything is set for you to actually cash flow the leads rather than wasting your money buying ads that then don't convert. And right, you just end up frustrated and you end up giving up. So that's why I've chosen specifically these five tips to help you generate leads through your landing page.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. I mean, it's right on point in my opinion. And it is so easy to waste money advertising, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Totally.
And, you know, here's one of the things is you might go and actually, once you know your numbers, you might want to actually go and hire somebody to manage your Facebook ads for you or your AdWords ads. I mean, I'll be honest, it's, you know, it's, there's some complexities. It can be very, very profitable if you know what you're doing, but it turns into a part-time or full-time job very quickly, you know, buying and selling, buying paid traffic. So,
right.
I mean, the nice thing is, again, if you know you can make $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000, $20,000 on a deal or cash flow X amount on every rental that you acquire, well, then you can start making some of those decisions. Well, maybe I can go and get a firm that for a few thousand a month is handling this paid traffic for me. But the few thousand I'm spending on them is bringing me back, you know, five times that amount because of the leads that I'm getting. But you just have to baby step into that so that you're not all of a sudden, again, going into the red. And just test. You may have to invest up front. I mean, you know, that's one of the things I tell people before you go into paid traffic, you got to be willing to kind of invest and know that you've got some money to spend because you could spend a few thousand or several thousand dollars before you kind of crack that code of okay, here's the right messaging and here are the right kinds of people to try to advertise to such that I do stay in the black. But once you crack that code, then it's a matter of just turning the faucet up as full as you can. It's like, well, if you know you can spend X amount to make five times X or 10X, it's like, okay, go buy all the ad inventory you can because you got this thing that's just cash flowing like mad, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why if you get all these other ducks in a row, the other part, it's just about, you know, investing some money until you crack the code and then turning the faucet up as big as you can, buying as much out of inventory as you can.
Right. Awesome. Guys, it's really just, it's just business, isn't it? It's a people business and it begins with, you know, making contact and creating the trust and building on that trust. And then, you know, eventually discussing business and asking for the sale. But it's just all the same, whether it's online or offline.
Absolutely. Yep.
Super. Well, thanks, Jason, for putting these tips together. I know this is a very busy time for you right now. I know you're getting ready to launch a new version of your own academy. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, the third version of our flagship course on how to create an internet business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just from A to Z. So
perfect. Yeah. I don't know how you could improve on version 2.0, but you know, since you're here, you know, might as well share what can be expected in version 3.0. What's going on?
Well, so, I mean, every time we make a new iteration, we just learn from what our audience needs, you know, these new entrepreneurs, what it is that really helps them get past some of those sticking points. And we're always just kind of learning more about the right way to answer their questions or just a quicker, smoother, faster system for getting from point A to point B, you know, for choosing your business idea to getting that first traffic, getting your site up, all these different things. So, you know, it's a matter of streamlining. And then also just because it is internet and internet marketing, then because of, you know, things change, right? So we've got to update some of those stuff as the technology is, which is one of the exciting part. There's always new opportunities for marketing and mm-hmm. things like that.
So. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yep. You know, it's not necessarily real estate specific, but I think there is certainly some gray area where these two can overlap and work together. I'm not sure if this is going to make sense for my listeners or not, but this is an audience that is immersed in the pursuit of creating passive income. Obviously, here we discuss how to do that using real estate. That's how I've done it. But I've also created a second stream of passive income with an internet business as a member of your academy. So I know version 2.0, that's already closed right now, right? You can't access that?
Right. Yeah. So 2.0 is closed to the public right now. We still have some, you know, backdoor access for people to kind of sneak in at the last minute here, get that current lower price and some other special benefits before we launch Academy 3.0 here a little later this summer. And so you've got, you know, access to that special link that people can still get in on that backdoor access and okay. even get some advanced content from Academy 3.0 before it's released to the public.
Cool. So I can go ahead and it's still okay to give out my affiliate link so they can get a sneak peek on whether, you know, that academy would be something else that they might want to pursue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. So my affiliate link is internetbusinessfromatoz.com. Internetbusinessfromatoz.com. And can they actually join version 2.0 or are they just kind of getting the content and the pre-stuff for 3.0?
Sorry, say that one more time. It broke up just for a little bit.
Oh, sorry about that. Can they actually access enjoying version 2.0 right now, or is it just kind of pre-fodder for version 3.0?
No, if they join right now, they get immediate access to the entire curriculum of Academy 2.0, and then they get a free immediate update to Academy 3.0.
Okay, so they don't have to pay additional when 3.0 is launched if they join now?
Right. Yep.
Awesome. Cool. Well, great. Jason's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us here. And, you know, if I see another opportunity and I invite you back, I'd hope you'd come back.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, it's great. Perfect. I absolutely love talking about this stuff. And I have a little fond spot in my heart for real estate investors, since that was my first pursuit as an entrepreneur. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. You know, that Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad is going to send you one way or the other, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Super. Okay, so if you're in need of an internet presence for your real estate business, and if you don't have one now, it's something you certainly need to think about very soon. Please go and check out the new service that I put together for you at epicrealestatewebsites.com. It's an easier and cheaper than any other online real estate lead generation solution available. I made sure of that before I made it available to the public. And if you like what you heard from Jason today, and you want to check out how you can create even more business online or start an all new business entirely, you'll want to do that before they increase their price and launch version 3.0 of their academy. So to get more information about their internet business program, go to internetbusinessfromatoz.com. internetbusinessfromatoz.com. Alrighty, so if you have a question, a comment, or concern that you'd like me to answer or address here live on the show, please share them with me on the Epic Real Estate Investing Hotline at 1-888-891-7203, 888-891-7203. Okay, so until next time, as a very wise person once said, the entrepreneur always searches for change, responds to it, and exploits it as an opportunity. To your success, I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Theriault.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.